as we come into the sitting, can we take that same practice of becoming connected and grounded with the earth that we've been doing with the mindful movements, with the body scan? So taking a moment to really feel that contact with the earth through the touch points, through the weight of the body. The feet, the bottom, the hands. And allowing for some nice full breaths, connecting with the air. And then letting the breathing subside. Just be as it is, however it is. And resting our attention on that sense of body breathing. That there is a body. A body that's a constituent part of this earth. A being like all the beings on the earth, part of the earth. Like the Buddha on his night of awakening, being quizzed by Mara, what right have you to be here, to be free from suffering, to hold yourself, your life with compassion? And the Buddha simply touched the earth. And you might even engage that gesture if it's possible, or even your lap or a table or your heart. Yes. And the earth bore witness. You are worthy because you're part of the earth. Simple. No more, no less than that. Feeling body breathing with this friendly, kindly, interested awareness. And taking some encouragement from native tradition that has such a reservoir of wisdom around the earth and our relationship to it, within it. Earth, teach me stillness as the grasses are stilled with light. Earth, teach me suffering as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me humility as blossoms are humble with beginning. Earth, teach me caring as the mother who secures her young. Earth, teach me courage as the tree which stands all alone. Earth, teach me limitation as the ant which crawls on the ground. Earth, teach me freedom as the eagle which soars in the sky. Earth, teach me resignation or renunciation as the leaves which die in the fall. Earth, teach me regeneration as the seed which rises in the spring. Earth, teach me to forget myself. Now, not this being, but rather that sense of being separate from it all. To let go of that. So feeling into body and breath together with these encouraging wise words. And just resting here, bringing attention back, gently, kindly, friendly. The thoughts, the emotions, they too are part of the earth. We can just let them move through gently, like weather systems. And feel body sitting and breathing. In ancient wisdom, there are considered four basic qualities or elements of the earth. And they are the earth element, the water element, fire, and air. And this is not science. These are metaphors that are helpful for instruction, for being more and more embodied. And so as we sit now with earth and air, breathing here, taking a bit of time to be aware of the earth element with its qualities of solidity, weight, hardness, support. So feeling those places in the body that feel a sense of solidness, hardness. We You can feel the weight of them. So engaging with this, if you feel it might be helpful or you'd like to experiment. See if it can deepen your attention into body. Earth element, weight, solidity, hardness, support. Gently bringing attention back as it wanders, feeling the body sitting, noticing earth element, weight, solidity, hardness, support, the physical manifestations of these qualities, not thoughts, not ideas. Next, we'll move into the water element, noticing any places in the body where there's moisture, like the eyes, the mouth, elsewhere. The water element is associated too with a sense of fluidity and flow. So you might possibly feel the flow of the pulsations of the heart, the pulse at the wrist. The water element too, a sense of cohesion, that holding togetherness. Don't let your mind go wild with, oh, is this water? Is this earth element? Don't worry about it. Just notice sensations. Moisture, fluidity, flow, cohesion, water element. Shifting, if you will, to the fire element with its qualities of temperature, cool, warm. Noticing places of different temperatures within body sitting and breathing. Underneath the clothes versus the exposed skin. Inside the mouth versus outside. Cool air coming in warmer air going out, temperature. With a sense of heat, there may be a sense of softening of muscles. And the fire element is associated with digestion. The heat that produces, the softening. And the fire element is also associated with aging. And this may be noticeable to you, different parts of the body, where you feel the age of it. Or more generally, the energy affected by aging, one way or another. Fire element. And then, of course, we have the air element, the movement of wind, of the breath in and out. Feeling that movement of the breath, the air, but also other senses of movement within the body, even as we're still. Feelings of lifting, extending, sense of inner space. Air element. Yes, air element, breath, but also movement, lifting, extending, creating space. And as we continue to sit, feeling body, feeling breathing, noticing the various sensations as they show within this field of awareness. Perhaps noting, earth element, or water, fire, air. Not to get it right, but rather to deepen attention into body, into the moment. To deepen attention into this earth body. If thoughts and emotions are predominant, notice how they land in this earth body. How the various earth elements, earth, water, fire, and air, are manifesting with thoughts, with emotions. Just bring it into the body. Perhaps you've discovered that there's a particular element that you can really connect with and feel it more and more embodied and grounded with. And you could emphasize that. And as we begin to finish this practice, appreciating any benefits from it. Any more sense of groundedness, more sense of being of the earth. Or anything that's come up for you. And letting these benefits move us into the next part of our retreat, into our break with the washroom break and perhaps preparing a little food, fetching the food, eating the food, the walking. Letting it all be expressions of this earth.